outstandingly academic and athletic. This is probably the overall best class to graduate from Skagway in a number of years.
Nearly 30 high school seniors walk across the stage this week in graduation ceremonies for the class of 2010. And the Alaska Press Club gathers together the state's many journalists, including your local reporters. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The Northern Lynn Canal honors almost 30 high school seniors this week in graduation ceremonies in Skagway and Haines. In addition, 8th graders and kindergartners have their promotion ceremonies. 10 seniors graduate from Skagway School this year, and that is a bigger class than Skagway has seen leave in quite a while, says Interim Superintendent Les McCormick.
Outstandingly academic and athletic, this is probably the overall best class to graduate from Skagway in a number of years. They are totally well-rounded. It's a who's who of, you know, they've been involved in a lot of things.
Mickey Wilson is the valedictorian of the Panthers class of 2010, and salutatorian is Amanda Jensen. They're just two of the class of 10 who plan to leave Skagway for the next phase of their education.
All of them are headed off to college. A couple of them are headed off to trade school, but they are all on their way out of Skagway in the fall.
The graduation ceremony for Panthers seniors is 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 19th. In the Skagway School's multipurpose room.
The guest speaker is going to be Mary Toll, if they can get her Skyped in, and Kent Fielding. I would imagine it's going to be Kent Fielding, our local English teacher. So the parents are really putting together a nice program for the seniors, and it should look real good. I can't describe it. I'm just going to say it will be one of the better productions that they've put on here.
8th grade promotion is also on Wednesday night, with 5 moving on to the high school level. Kindergarten promotion is 6 p.m. Monday, with 9 going on to 1st grade. For a school with already low student enrollment, counting an incoming 7th grade class of only 1, McCormick says that's a large class.
Moving up this year is the largest class. It'll be the largest class in the elementary, and it's going to be the largest one for a number of years. The largest class that I have in the high school is that junior class, which will be seniors next year of 12, and then it's a lot of 5s and 6s and 3s and 2s and 1s and not a whole lot, but it's there.
McCormick will not be continuing as superintendent next year, following his request for administrative leave after the 2010 school year. The Skagway School Board selected Jeffrey Thielbar earlier this month to take the position, with an annual salary of $98,000. Thielbar most recently comes from Barrow, where he was the high school principal, and he'll join Skagway School next month to help plan the 2011 school year. Haines School graduation is Tuesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the high school gym. Principal Cheryl Stickler says the keynote speaker for graduation was unanimously voted in by the senior class. It'll be Jeanette Menaker.
She was this graduating group's 6th grade teacher, and as a group, they remember her teaching style to be very appropriate for this group of students, and they remember that she made connections with individuals within this group.
19 seniors are graduating from Haines School this year. Kyle Fossman is valedictorian of the class, and Carly Heinmiller is salutatorian.
It's a very diverse class. And as a class, the class dynamics are such that the individuals in the class are so strong that they stand out as individuals. And I think it's through that individuality that this class has developed its dynamic. It's a very tight-knit group, and they support one another. They advocate for one another, and they've worked hard for this. And this is definitely a celebratory experience, and rightly so.
Haines School 8th grade promotion is Thursday, May 20th at 7 p.m. in the elementary school gym. 22 8th graders are moving on to Haines High School level next year.
The highlight for the 8th grade promotion is, of course, the annual 8th grade DVD that celebrates highlights from the students' educational years from kindergarten up until their present. time.
Clukwan School has no graduation this year. There are 15 students enrolled in the school now, but no seniors, no kindergartners, and no eighth graders. Mosquito Lake teacher Kathy Holmes says although they don't have any eighth graders moving up this year, three kindergartners are moving on to first grade at Mosquito Lake with the conclusion of the school year. Reporters, photographers, and editors from across Alaska gathered recently in Anchorage for training and presentations sponsored by the Alaska Press Club and Alaska Public Telecommunications. KHNS, Chilkat Valley News, and former Skagway News staff were among them. And Skagway News took home the Alaska Press Club Public Service Award for 2009. Mike Mason from KDLG in Dillingham has this report.
The training sessions for reporters and others are commonly called J-Week, and the sessions ran from May 6th through the 8th. The training ranged from an overview on how the Alaska budget system works to an examination of Alaska Native issues that featured Aaron Leggett with the Alaska Native Heritage Center and Elizabeth Hensley, the daughter of Willie Hensley. One of the issues brought up during the Alaska Native Issues discussion was how newspapers, radio, and television can better serve the Alaska Native population in Alaska. Elizabeth Hensley brought up the example of TV in Greenland.
On the nightly news, it's bilingual, so people, or sometimes trilingual. So there's the indigenous language, and then there's the like colonial language, Danish. And so whatever, there's always a subtitle. So if somebody's speaking Danish, there's always a Greenlandic subtitle. And that, to me, is really, really important. We don't get that here.
Hensley's advice to the reporters from Bush, Alaska, and the population centers of Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau was to highlight the positive things that are happening in the villages, as well as among the Alaska Native tribes and corporations.
I don't think we really need to see more stories about drunk people on the streets. I think we've gotten our share of those.
Much of the discussion focused on how to cover Alaska Native corporations and the much smaller village corporations. Several reporters noted that it's often difficult to get information and analysis from corporation officials. Aaron Leggett is the Dena'ina cultural historian with the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage.
I don't know how to break down some of that because it's really unfortunate that there's a lot of distrust among the regional corps in the media, sometimes rightly so and sometimes not, you know. I mean, they're all happy with you as long as it's about, you know, how much money they've made or what great, you know, economic engines they are. But when you start asking some of the more difficult questions, and especially when it hits, you know, regions versus villages and village councils, then it can become a little more dicey.
J-Week ended with the annual Press Club Awards, and several news outlets that cover Southwest Alaska were honored. You can find a complete list of the reporters, photographers, and editors who were honored by the Alaska Press Club online at alaskapressclub.org. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
Most people in the United States celebrated Arbor Day almost a month ago now, but Alaskans had to wait until Monday to join in the worldwide celebration of trees and tree planting.
So, I mean, Arbor Day is a day to celebrate trees and go out and plant trees, and if we did it in April, we'd probably be chiseling through snow and ice in a lot of places, so probably adapted it to the growing conditions of our state.
Rick Rogers is the Forest Resource Program Manager for the State Division of Forestry. He joined in some of the celebrations throughout Alaska that predictably planted new trees, but also recognized the abundance of deciduous and coniferous already here, as well as local forestry resources like we have in the Upper Lynn Canal.
Today, the governor released his executive proclamation for Arbor Day, and what that does is recognizes Arbor Day today as Arbor Day for Alaska, and he encourages all citizens to observe this day, to participate in tree planting and community events taking place throughout the state and carrying the message of Arbor Day throughout the year.
Arbor Day is 125 years old this year. Since its beginnings, Alaska's Forest Service system was formed, the Tongass National Forest was established, Alaska's timber industry flourished, and millions of acres of forest have been destroyed in unplanned forest fires.
And there was a gentleman named J. Sterling Morton, and he was in Nebraska, and he was in the prairie, and he didn't think
there were enough trees to his liking, and he actually got a lot of school kids involved and got a program going to plant trees. And it caught on, and it's been an annual celebration. It focuses on planting trees, but it's more than that. It's about taking care of trees, appreciating what trees do for us, and just celebrating trees and managing them accordingly. So it's a real good opportunity.
The National Arbor Day Foundation is a nonprofit group that promotes stewardship of trees in communities. It has programs like recognizing towns, campuses, and even utility companies for tree-conscious city planning or practices.
It's one of those days. It's just worth celebrating. I think, you know, we tend to kind of take our trees for granted when they're around us and all the things they do for us. And so it's just kind of a special day to recognize that and maybe take some extra steps to both, you know, develop new plantings as well as take care of the trees that we already have.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News, every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Canal Weekend on KHNS.